Okay, morning thread. I was up very late last night doing Cards Against Humanity with bits and turnips. It was quite fun. But I'm very tired, but I know that I have a lot of recordings to do. I have a big backlog. Because my week, I can't record very much. On Wednesday, I couldn't relieve my queue of stuff. So, yeah. Okay. These are questions. Survey 034A. 1. You've been good today and received $50 at the local mall on any goods/services, single or combo purchase. What? Okay, this is like math kind of. No, maybe. Okay, first of all, I'm good today. Like, is the mall like giving me a treat? On any goods/services, so are these services that only malls tend to offer? Because if not, like, I couldn't think of a lot of things. But I would probably just spend the $50, like, on buying myself some stuff at Sephora. Which, 50 bucks doesn't get you much at Sephora. And maybe a pretzel? $50 isn't that much money. So, I don't know. So, yeah. Question 2. You're waiting on a park bench and observe 3 fairly plain, young, similar-looking guys that differ in these ways. Guy A is walking Boston Terrier. Guy B is pushing his 6-year-old niece on the swing. Guy C is slacklining between 2 trees. Which one is most appealing, if any at all? First of all, I feel so stupid, but I don't know what slacklining is, so I'm gonna Google define slacklining and see the activity. Oh, that thing. So it's like tightroping. Okay. At the activity or sport of balancing on a rope or strip of webbing that is fixed high above the ground, but not stretched so as to be taut. So, it's like taut rope, but it's loose rope. Okay. Guy A, if anything, if I gotta choose, the one who's walking a Boston Terrier, because Guy B likes kids, and I hate children, and I hate everything to do with children, and I don't want somebody who likes kids. A C is like a jock, athletic-y type, probably. And that's boring and annoying, and I hate that. So, yeah. Guy A, because I have a doggy, a little doggy, and so does he. And maybe our little doggies could be friends or something. And yeah. Okay, question 3. You're looking for a sweet gift that is cheap/free but shows thought and effort. Prep time up to 3 hours if you choose. What's your go-to plan? If you're lacking ideas, well, it's something we can talk about, I guess. Okay, well, it depends on who the gift is for. Because if the gift is for, like, a significant other, and it's for, like, a random day, I would probably make him a card. Like, a fanciful card. With, like, art supplies and, like, found objects and stuff. Because I got 3 hours, possibly. Another thing that I would do, sweet gift, like if it's for a friend or even a boyfriend, it doesn't matter. I would use sidewalk chalk in front of their apartment and our house and draw awesome shit. And like, say you're awesome and like draw around their car. I don't know. It could be really cool, like to do the sidewalk chalk thing, but it sounds really lame. I promise it's not that lame. I've done it before. It's pretty fun and cool. They're like, whoa, they don't expect anything. And then there's like sidewalk chalk everywhere and it's like, I'm special. So, yeah. Both of those cards or chalk assault. You stopped at the store on your way home to get a few needed things and you catch a 7 out of 10 cutie staring you down from the aisle, seeing as they're caught looking. Shyly picks up a can of tomato soup and starts reading the nutritional label. You continue grabbing the last items and it's obvious they're following you. Just before paying a checkout, they show up and offer to pay for your things. They're fairly nervous and jokingly say, the last person did the same for me last time, pay it forward, as the saying goes, I guess. What do you do? Also, what do you do if the person is 5 out of 10 or 9 out of 10? Well, my reaction for the 7, 5, and 9 at first is probably the same. Actually, no, the 5 and 7, I'd be like, why'd you end up doing it for me instead of just like whoever the fuck? Because it would be a girl. I don't know. It wouldn't be a boy. It'd be a girl. And so, because it said guy, girl, whatever, on your own personal attractiveness scale. So, girl. And I would be like, why'd you follow me instead of just doing it for the person in front of you? And but the 9 out of 10, I might just like blush horribly, give them a business card, and run away. Because I'd be like, what? Why? The 7 and 5, I would try to like talk to them and figure out like why me and see if they're interested. I don't know if I'm interested until I get to know them, but I don't rate people on like 5, 10, 7, 10, 9, 10. I mean, not in that way. I think everybody's like a 6 or above because everybody has their own unique shit that's like, except for, okay, there's no like for me, there's no 5, 4, or 3s. There's like 2s and 1s, and then there's like 6, 7, 8, 9. So, anyway, wait, what am I talking about? Oh yeah. Yeah, if it was a 9, they'd run away, and if it was a 5 or a 7, I'd try to get to know them. Describe one fairly simple, achievable dream that you, for some reason, are fairly certain will never happen. It can be kind of dumb slash lame for funsies. For example, I'd love to know how to swing dancing. I think you mean, I'd like to know enough swing dancing. Okay, cool. To have fun with a bae at a friend's wedding, but I'm afraid of the right person, too shy to sign up for lessons myself. I'm thinking. I'm really hungry, so my brain immediately went to food. So I might just go with that for now, because I haven't ate in a very long time, like 15 hours. I would say one fairly simple, achievable dream, because all I have to do is save money a little bit. And I want to dine at a Michelin star restaurant. Oh, if you didn't hear me, a Michelin star restaurant. And those are typically expensive, which is fine. It's not that big of a deal, the money. It's more just like actually going there and making the reservations and feeling awkward and being like, I don't belong here. I'm not fucking fancy enough. What the fuck am I doing here? I'm like 5. And yeah, probably that, honestly. I think that qualifies as kind of dumb slash lame. So yeah, these are the questions. They've helped to wake me up. I very much appreciate this opportunity to answer your random stuff. So, and my air conditioner just kicked off. So, now it's time to record the super serial stuff.